USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A bipartisan pair of governors are calling on the federal government to provide more funding to states who have seen dramatic falls in state revenue amid the coronavirus outbreak and have shouldered much of the cost related to fighting it. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, chairman of the National Governors Association, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, vice chair, said in a statement, the recently passed Federal CARES Act contained zero funding to offset the drastic state revenue shortfalls. To stabilize state budgets and to make sure states have the resources to battle the virus and provide the services American people rely on, Congress must provide immediate fiscal assistance directly to each state. Hogan and Cuomo called on Congress to appropriate over $500 billion specifically for states and territories to meet their budget shortfalls. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
The Justice Department has identified mistakes in two applications for national security wiretaps, but also says it has made important strides in overhauling a surveillance system that has come under intense scrutiny because of errors made during the Russian probe. The court filing made public this week represents the government's latest attempt to address concerns about the credibility of wiretap applications it submits to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. The FBI announced more than 40 steps to address the problems. U.S. Customs and Border Protection needlessly spent around $12 million to guard, house, and feed as many as 2,500 people last year in a private detention center in Texas that never held more than 68 detainees on any given day. Customs and Border Protection paid $5.3 million for 650,000 meals that were never ordered, according to the Government Accountability Office report. The report says the agency also spent $6.7 million on unnecessary private security guards for the facility. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Queen of England has recorded an Easter message, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
Queen Elizabeth has stressed the need for the British people to continue to abide with their lockdown restrictions, especially during this Easter weekend.
We know that coronavirus will not overcome us. As dark as death can be, particularly for those suffering with grief, light and life are greater.
The 93-year-old monarch delivered the address alone from the castle's white drawing room. The sound engineer was in a booth nearby. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new idea is catching on nationwide with stay-at-home and social distancing orders meant to slow the spread of COVID-19, putting restaurant dining on hold, and now forcing many to close and leaving others barely surviving. From large chains to mom-and-pop eateries, restaurants are increasingly turning to grocery sales. Panera this week launched Panera Grocery, offering breads, bagels, and sweets, but other items such as milk, eggs, and fresh produce that its 2,100 U.S. stores normally use to make meals. Grocery items can be delivered or picked up. And Subway is now selling groceries at 250 stores in 5 states. The National Restaurant Association says the industry has lost over 3 million jobs and $25 billion in sales just since March 1st. 3% of restaurants have closed permanently and another 11% expect to do so by the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.